Japan Makes Me Scared, a podcast to the chilling realm of Japanese horror stories. My name is Junpei, and I will invite you to the mysterious world of Kaiden, exploring spine-tingling experiences that have haunted Japan. Konbanwa, minasan. Welcome back to another episode of Japan Makes Me Scared. I'm Junpei, your host, and I'm going to share various horror, scary stories of Kaiden in this podcast. I'm recording this episode in mid-April, and this is a time of year when Japan is starting to warm up a bit after winter, and a time to say hello to spring. When that happens, people will start going out for some outdoor activities. I think I mentioned in one of the previous episodes, but two-thirds of Japan's land area is actually mountains and forests. And it is also an island country, so the sea is close by from a wide range of land. It's still cold in April, so the sea may not be a good place to go yet. But in the mountains, there's usually snow in winter, which sometimes makes it so dangerous that there are limitations to climbers. So in spring, the limitation is off, then many people enjoy climbing and hiking. However, the Japanese mountains are not all fun and games. That is because Japan has a mountain belief tradition that has existed since ancient times. In mountain worship, mountains are considered places where divine spirits dwell, and in the past, they were regarded as places with a closed atmosphere, as sacred areas rather than open spaces. So, rather than being a symbol of mercy that is given, the mountain spirits of Japan are perhaps closer to somewhat being a symbol forbidden to take things from those who violate them. Today's story is a Kaiden story about mysterious space a group of people find in the mountain. Let's move on to the storytelling part. Episode 17, Jizo with no face. This story is originally from Junpei Ezumi. He's a writer and an experienced mountain climber. He shares a bunch of Kaiden stories, especially about mountains. He heard this story from one of his mountain friends. For convenience, I will describe I as Junpei Ezumi from here. One day, one of my mountain friends, Katsumori, came to visit me. He looked a bit tense and said he wanted to share his experience in the mountain. He had two of his mountain buddies, Tanaka and Yamamoto. I actually know a little bit about them too. They were the kind of guys who climb famous mountains even overseas. So I can say they were a lot higher level mountain climber than I am. There was a mountain that I often go. This mountain is not a difficult one. It's more like a place for light hiking. Three of them don't usually go to this kind of easy mountain, but they decided to go there just for fun once. So when they were climbing, the weather was nice. Air was fresh and felt so good, and they're talking about how nice it is to hike in this kind of mountain sometimes. On the way up one of the trails, on the left side, there was a big old tree that was probably hundreds of years old. It stood out because the tree was curving in a strange way. And there, Yamamoto said he had to do some business. Behind the tree, there was a bush, so he went there to do that. 3 or 4 minutes later, he came back with a face looking a little bit confused. So the other two asked him like, "Hey, what did you find behind the tree?" But Yamamoto just said, "You can follow me and have a look by yourself." They went to the bush all together. Then, there were many Jizo statues lined up. Jizo is a Buddhist statue made of stone, usually enshrined for protection and longevity, and commonly seen everywhere in Japan, including cities and mountains. Jizo statues behind a tree were not that big, like about 50 centimeters high. When they first saw it, they thought it was kind of majestic, but they soon noticed something strange. Jizo statues on the left side, the faces were curved, but the ones on the right side, they didn't have faces curved at all and looked flat. It's not that they were old and had been weathered by time. It seemed more like those Jizo and no trace of being curved from the beginning. Another thing is that even the Jizo that had faces, they looked so realistic that they looked like an actual human. Katsumori, Tanaka, and Yamamoto, they found it kind of creepy. But they didn't want to stay there forever. They needed to finish hiking. So then, the three of them prayed with hands to the Jizo and returned to climbing up the mountain. And everyone eventually split up with a happy feeling. But a few weeks later, Yamamoto went to the mountain alone in winter, and he slipped and died. It's not unusual for people to go to the mountains alone in winter time. You know, there is higher risk of an accident. And Yamamoto also knew that as an advanced mountain climber. Also, in a group of three, one usually called the other two to go climbing together. It was their routine. But at that time, Yamamoto didn't call anyone. And then he sliced off and died. So Katsumori and Tanaka thought, why did he go there without saying anything? In the end, the mountain they went hiking was the last they went together. They were a little sad about that fact. And a year later, there was a chance where Katsumori and Tanaka got together again. Because it's been 1 year since Yamamoto passed away, they talk about doing something to reflect on their memories of him. So they decided to go to that mountain where the three of them climbed together for the last time. They went to that mountain. On the way, Tanaka said, "Do you remember that there was a tree with a strange shape? And Jesus statues were standing in the bush behind that tree?" Katsumori replied, "Oh yeah, right. Should we pray to the Jizo this time again?" They woke up a bit, and then found that tree. When they went behind a tree, Jizo statue was standing as they had been last year. But in a few seconds, Tanaka said, "Ali? That's weird. What's wrong?" "There is one more Jizo with a face." Actually, they counted how many Jizo had their faces curved last year. Last year, there were 13 faces curved. But this year, the 14th statue also had a face curved on it. Well, the kind of thing could happen. That's what Katsumori thought quickly. Maybe a temple should be nearby, and a monk carves a face on Jizo each year for training or something. This theory almost convinced them, but one strange part remained. The face of the newly carved Jizo, it just looked like Yamamoto's. That still made both of them creeped out. They lightly clasped hands and quit hugging on that day. Then, a few weeks later, this time, Tanaka was climbing a mountain alone, like a simple hiking trail. And he had a heart attack and passed away. Katsumori was deeply sad about losing two friends in a row, but also terrified. A theory was floating around in his head. If a face is carved on Jizo there, the person would die. Katsumori couldn't stand it. He went back to the mountain, and he went behind a tree. He found a face carved on the 15th Jizo. It looked exactly Tanaka's face. Katsumori told me, "I'm thinking of quitting climbing mountains. You know where that mountain is, right? I wouldn't say don't climb the mountain, but at least don't go behind a tree." Eventually, that's why he visited me that day. I didn't expect to hear this kind of story. I think I was speechless for like a couple of minutes and didn't know what to say. But I just noticed it seemed like there's more to the story. So I said, "Is that it? Is there anything more you want to tell me about?" "Yeah, actually there's one more thing to say." Then he continued, "Like I said, I saw Jizo who looked just like Naka. But I also saw Jizo right next to him. And the carving of the face was like half done, and I could just sort of see the shape of each part of the face. So I'm sure when the Jizo's face is finished, I think it'll be my face. If I climb the mountain again, I will die in the mountains one day. That's why I've stopped climbing mountains now." Katsumori said that and left my house on that day. A few weeks later, at a pedestrian crossing, Katsumori was pulled over by a truck that ran into him accidentally. Katsumori could run away from the mountain, but died in the city. Oshimai, thank you for listening to the story. How did you find it? Let's do a little deep dive analysis for the story here. First, how exactly could this killing work? No specific person killed those three, so there's no doubt that some supernatural force was working there. Also, as I mentioned at the beginning of this episode, mountain worship has long existed in Japan. It is believed that mountains are sacred places where some kind of spirits inhabit, and humans must not violate them without reason. The mountain that appeared in the story is a mountain for easy hiking, as you remember, so there must have been a fair number of visitors apart from those three. Then we could imagine that it is probably safe to just climb it normally. However, behind that tree, for example, there might be in a sacred area where a visitor could not set foot. This is my personal feeling, but Japanese mountain beliefs are more likely to focus on the punishment for not believing them or for not respecting them, rather than on the benefit for those who believe in them. So in this case, by stepping into the sacred area, those three were marked in the way by the mountain gods, and in the end, they were executed on behalf of their sinful act. In any case, mountains and Jizo are quite familiar to people living in Japan, so it is necessary to be careful not to cross the boundary line. By the way, it can happen even if you have no malicious intentions, and that could be the scariest part of the story, I suppose. Anyway, do you have any theories on these stories as well? I've got a Discord channel where anybody can join and share thoughts and theories. Of course, I'll be there as well. I'm going to leave a link in the description, so please join and enjoy the interaction if you would. This podcast, Japan Makes Me Scared, is available on almost all popular podcast platforms like Spotify, Apple, YouTube, or Amazon Music. Also, if you push the follow button and the app of your choice, first of all, for me, it'd be a huge support and motivation, and for you, you will not miss notifications for future episodes. So please consider following my podcast as well. Alright, we're getting close to the end, so let me say one thing. Arigato gozaimasu again for listening to my podcast, Japan Makes Me Scared, and sayonara for more chill and thrills next time. Bye!